declare myself pickled pink about.
Yo, Jay, what's my fan of Giggles?
David Giggles, it's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up! Shut!
Well, I'm going to hell.
I got my hair out. I got my muscle brown. Giggles going all out.
You look good, buddy.
You look real good. Big show Sunday.
You're a little hot.
We'll turn me down a little bit.
All right, everyone's cool.
You got the board.
Why are we all... All right, let's calm it down.
We got to take it easy.
Everyone is a little worked up.
Bring it down a little bit.
All right, I am Dave.
This is Giggles.
And in our studio, as always, the fabulous producer, Jason Curtis.
Wugga, 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 wugga.
He's producing, making big things happen.
On the way over here, Jason was telling me about a show he's got coming up.
Let's plug it.
Yeah, we're going to plug it. But I think we should go there, and we should do a Dave and Giggles. We'll do a little pre-recording. We'll record the interviews and stuff, and we'll go down, and we'll do it up. Do it up Dave and Giggles style.
Do it.
All right, let's do it.
So where is it, and when is it?
For people in the greater metropolitan area of New York, February 5th at 8 p.m. at The Creek in Long Island City. Hmm. A free show.
Free show. Absolutely free. Free.
It's occasionally improvisers like to get together and put on little tournaments and pretend that we're NCAA basketball players, and that's what we're doing.
Awesome.
So come out, vote. It's free. And then if you can't make that, come out on Monday night, also free, 9:30 p.m., and I'll actually be hosting a show.
My
team will be hosting a show.
What's the you were telling me about a competition before. There's like a competition?
Right, Friday night. This one I'm talking
Friday
about.
Friday night is a competition?
It's an improv tournament.
What exactly is an improv tournament?
Okay, so it gets set up like this. It's essentially it's a challenge on who can bring the most people to support what's going on. But people get on stage. They perform for anywhere 15, 25-minute shows. At the end of it, the audience votes, says who they like. The winner moves on.
Do you get like a certain amount of time for each skit or like bit you're doing?
I think you get a block. So we get like 15, 25 minutes, and we do with that what we will.
I love it. I'd love to see you all come out. 646-915-9228. Give us a call. Tell Jason you'll be coming. We're also going to continue.
Caller for a dollar.
Caller for a dollar.
It worked out. So we raised $50,000 last week.
Yeah, we did. I think we actually did better than George Clooney's telethon.
$57 million.
Raised.
Million. We are just bricks in the wall.
Yeah, all in all.
Caller for a dollar. 646-915-9228. Every call we get, we donate a dollar to Haiti.
Yeah, so give us a call. Let us know what's going out there.
It feels good.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels good.
So I was thinking a way we can get callers to call in is to do, since we do a show Sunday, we'll do Dave and Giggles Week in Review.
I love it.
So you call us. Tell us what happened this week. Tell us what's going on. And we got a little sounder.
Dave and Giggles. Week in Review. Week in Review.
So there it is.
Love it.
Dave and Giggles, Week in Review. Call us, tell us what happened this week. This week for me was just ridiculous.
Let's hear about it, Dave. Well, let's hear about it. Do you want to talk about it right now?
You notice how I'm talking better,
yeah.
Right? I'm talking better. At the beginning of the week, I chipped a tooth. Chipped a tooth, and it's like one of my molars. Chipped a tooth. It started cutting into my tongue.
Mm.
So then my tongue was all swollen up. I sound like I was constantly drunk.
Yeah.
Which is not really good when you're like 10 o'clock in the morning and, you know, people are like, what's wrong with you? But anyway.
So this was Monday.
That was Monday.
Hmm.
And then do you want to get into
Let's get into the whole Week in Review.
All right. So this is, give us a call, 646-915-9228. Why don't you give me a little something of what happened to you this week?
This week, we do a little bit from the Big Lebowski in the beginning of our radio show.
646-915-9228.
And I did a reading on Tuesday night of a Shakespearean version of the Big Lebowski.
You didn't get audio of this?
I tried to. I was like, yo, guys, you want to get some audio of this?
You should have got audio.
This is the bar. There is no audio.
It was pretty good. I mean, it had its bits. It had its moments. But, like, really, I was like, I wouldn't watch this. I wouldn't go and pay $15 to see a Shakespearean version of The Big Lebowski. Like, I think the movie, like, why, you know, why can why you mess get, with the
do you, can you do you have any lines memorized?
I don't have any lines, but I can go online. I'll look for it and look for the script. I should have done a little bit of pre-produced.
Yeah, you
bit.
Didn't. Yeah,
but anyways,
Dave and Giggles Week in Review.
But it was good. It was interesting. So, you know, there was free beer there.
Dave and Giggles
Week
in Review. Week in Review.
So that was your Week in Review. You did a little
did a little Lebowski. That, did a little audio.
So when you did the Big Lebowski, were there like diehard Lebowski fans out there?
Yeah.
And they were like cursing you, or were they like proud of you?
No, it wasn't. This guy organized it. He wanted, I guess, the long story short, he wanted to be in the play.
Okay.
So he held a reading. I thought we were having a reading to, like, get together and maybe produce the show. But I think it was just about him having, like, a practice run-through so he could nail this audition.
Was it live?
Yeah. There was, like, 12, 14 of us all around. And, I mean, it was pretty interesting. It was good to, like, feel creative and get around a table with a bunch of other actors and... You know, there was white Russians available.
There was white Russians.
Most Russians are white.
Most white Russians are white, yeah.
That's true.
It's true. I love a white Russian. I think it's probably the one of my favorite drinks. It's just the whole theory behind a white Russian doesn't make sense to me. You're putting alcohol with milk. Like, that just sounds like a bad idea.
No, but they taste so good.
But they taste ridiculously good.
They taste so good.
I got the worst hangover off after white Russians once. Here's a question. What's the best cure for a hangover?
Greasy food.
646-915-9228. What is the best cure for a hangover?
Banana dipped in salt.
Banana dipped in
I like Gatorade. Gatorade's salt. Good.
Electrolytes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Banana dipped in salt. I say it because when you drink, salt, potassium off your brain.
Mm-hmm. Really?
A college professor once told me this. This is a fact.
Potassium and salt is right. What?
It
how does it work
from your brain? That's it's your as you're drinking, those two elements start to leave the surface of your brain.
Really?
And then that feeling with missing that contributes to you being drunk. So in the morning you can take a banana, dip it in salt, and fight through it.
Interesting.
And then should be feeling better. Wow. That and more alcohol.
And more alcohol. Put hair in the chest. Dr. Oz. Went
love
through.
Dr. Oz.
Actually, this is really funny. Remember when we did Family Feud last week? This week they did Family Feud on Dr. Oz. I swear to God, they took our idea and did Family Feud on Dr. Oz. Wow. But Dr. Oz talks about, he did a whole segment on hangovers. And he talks about how a hangover happens. What really happens is your brain kind of shrivels up as you drink because you're dehydrated, so your brain shrivels up, and then it just starts knocking against your skull.
Ouch.
So that's pretty much how a hangover works.
Why your head hurts so bad.
Yeah, why your head hurts so bad, because your brain is just knocking against your fucking skull.
All right, so I got a few lines here from the Shakespearean version.
646-915-9228.
The Big Lebowski. This is the first scene. This is where the guys come in and they piss on his rug. The knave, instead of the dude, he's called the knave.
Why would they change it to the name? Because it's the...
Shakespeare.
Fucking Shakespeare, I know. People.
It was of consequence, I should think. Verily, it tied the room together. Gathered its qualities as the sweet lover's spring grass doth the morning dew. Or the... I'm going to stop.
That's
terrible.
You can't do it.
I can't do it. I don't even want to do it. I don't even want to give the... But anyways, long story short, the Coen brothers sued this guy.
Oh.
That wrote it. And he's like, listen, you could either sue me or... We can make some money together. So they're like, supposedly it's getting produced in April in New York City.
Really?
I don't know. I give it a thumbs down. Give it a...
Quit hitting your hand. I don't know why you're hitting your hand so much.
Sorry.
It's all right. That is interesting. I figured, the Big Lebowski is such a huge cult following. They have the all those bowling tournaments and and all that stuff. It's interesting to see if they would stop it or keep it going.
Yeah.
That is a good idea to make it a Shakespeare type of thing. I mean, you'd imagine it would happen, but is it a good idea? Probably not.
No, not at all.
Probably not.
In medical news, I think I've got a carpal tunnel.
How'd you get carpal tunnel? Too much work.
Too much work. I think my wrist, like my mouse pad, is not conducive to a ergonomic environment, if that makes any sense. I don't have one of those little resters.
Oh, you need a rester.
I need a rester and I need a good mouse, but my hand has just been
hurt. You can get one of those gloves that have padding on the... Hand? Mm-hmm. I have one, actually.
Really?
Maybe I can give it to you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I would like that.
When I was working a lot on a computer, I used it.
Yeah.
And it's nice because it gives you padding. So you just put it down, and it gives you padding on your wrist. And it also has hard bars in it, so it keeps your hands straight.
I love it.
Yeah.
What's the weather like out there?
It's overcast.
I was actually thinking, there hasn't been one show where Jason Curtis was with us where it hasn't been clear out. It's either been snowing or raining.
Right.
It's
kind of bad luck, bad weather luck.
And I'm not saying today's not going to be the day. It's going to be raining by the time we're out of here.
Yeah, it will. 646-915-9228.
Man, we've started this off at the pace of old grandmothers today.
Yeah, it's all right. We're just
How was your week?
Out.
Oh, I chipped a tooth. Oh, I got carpal tunnel. Oh, no.
You know, it was a bad week.
It was a bad week. Let me tell you something that's been on my mind for a little bit.
Oh no, this sounds big.
That's really big.
Is this a big moment?
This is you got some music for
the
moment.
Let's see if I can find a maybe this one. No, probably
no, not. That
all right,
one.
Tell us what's going on.
You know what really pisses me off? Like more than
Giggles gripe.
Mustaches. Mustaches piss me off. Every time I see somebody with a mustache and like a combed haircut, it angers me.
What
I don't know what it
is. So
it's just like, why? Why do you have a mustache?
What angers you so much about
just
it?
Just the fact that some dude that's under 30 has a mustache. I can understand if you're out in the wilderness, but if you're in Williamsburg, if you're in New York City, you don't need a mustache. What are you wearing a mustache for? Why? Why?
That's true.
What do you there's no, it doesn't look good.
Well, I mean, you could say the same thing about like neckties. Why are you really wearing a necktie?
It's true.
Is it holding your shirt shut?
No, but it holds.
What does it do? What does it do, really?
It completes the ensemble.
Well, yep. I think some people might argue that a mustache does the same.
Right.
If the ensemble is
exactly.
your face.
Exactly. it holds your lip
right
together, you know?
Yeah.
Does the same thing as a stupid tie does.
All right, let's get back to the.
Well, actually, here's an interesting thing about hipsters. I saw the other day they're doing a casting call for hipsters, and let's see, the beer company Tooey's. Have you ever heard of Tooey's beer?
How do you spell it?
Tooheys.
Oh, it's an Australian beer.
Extra dry.
Yeah.
Tooey's extra dry. They're doing a casting call for hipsters. They're looking for 50 to 60 hipster kids to do a commercial for Tooey's. They're shooting a party scene in a warehouse in Brooklyn. And
they don't need a cat. They just need to go to a warehouse in
exactly,
Brooklyn.
Exactly, exactly. But they're doing it next Friday, January 29th. And they're doing $150 per person. Email them at Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H, at blythestyle.com. And
why are you plugging these guys?
No, I'm not plugging these guys. I think we should have everyone just nail them. And just everyone, this is what I want everyone to do. Email these people and say, I hate mustaches.
Okay.
So everyone email Blythe at blythestyle.com and say, I hate mustaches. We'll just bomb the hell out of them. Email bombs.
Good.
All right. Yeah. This is
fuck Tooey's.
Fuck Tooey's.
Okay, wait a minute. This is good. This is the Craigslist. This has been a running bit for us. This is Craigslist, women seeking men.
You love Craigslist.
I love Craigslist.
We actually went out and did some interviews for Craigslist,
and
which you never sent me the audio for, which yeah. There's some good stuff
That's
on there.
That's why I'm not a producer. We'll do it next week.
All right.
All right. This is Can You Make Me Snort 25 Montrose.
Ooh, I like it.
I'd like to meet a guy who knows how to have fun. Someone who is confident but not cocky. Someone who can have great conversation but who will also just chill out and watch a movie with me. Someone who is athletic, but not obsessed with working out. Someone who can make me laugh. If you're interested, send me a message with a pic, and you will get my pic in return. Montrose. Ah, that wasn't as interesting.
Eric Montrose.
Eric Montrose.
All right, I'll look for a better one. But that's what I got right now.
You just read a really standard, kind of nice.
I know. I thought it was going to be good.
I
was like, can you make me snort?
I just want to ask this question. When's the last time you did any work for the show that wasn't while the show was happening?
Well, I actually, she's kind of cute. I went with you to get those interviews.
We did do some interviews.
We interviewed Dallas.
We interviewed Dallas.
Do we have the sound clip from Dallas?
No, because you didn't send me the audio.
That's right.
It was actually interesting. Here, I'll throw this out to Jason because you were there. So, and 646-915-9228. Give me your opinion on this. Dallas said, and if I can remember, I'll quote: a man should not fall in love with a woman. A woman should fall in love with a man.
Wow.
And I asked him why, and his response was, because a man should never be hurt by a woman.
Dallas has been hurt.
And he thinks that by falling in love with a woman first,
right,
opens yourself up.
No, he said ever.
Ever.
A guy should never fall in love with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
This Dallas sounds sad.
Dallas was a bit of a sad guy. He was a good guy.
Yeah.
But it was interesting, and I think we're going to continue the road of this Craigslist stuff that you like. And pretty much everyone was like, don't go to Craigslist for love. It doesn't work. But I think we're going to continue up until Valentine's Day on the interviews on the street for finding love for giggles.
Yeah. We're gonna have a big Valentine's Day show.
We will.
Big.
Oh, huge.
So I just ran across a Craigslist article.
I love it.
And I was actually going through the categories, and there is one category that is men seeking men under strictly platonic, which is essentially I'm looking for some buddies. So this guy puts one up: white male seeks Asian for friendship. 40 years old in New Jersey.
Well, that sounds nice.
Hello. Please don't let New Jersey scare you away. I'm a single white male looking to make some new, decent, real friends. There's so many fakes people in New Jersey.
Fakes people.
I decide I try NYC. If you looking for a decent person to share a meal or a movie with, please drop me a line.
With, please drop me a line.
If more happen, great. If not, at least I make a new friend. Thank you for your time and enjoy your day.
I'm sorry, you have chlamydia.
You know what pisses me off? Like, it's another one of my pet peeves. Like, right up there with griping, mustaches.
What's griping giggles now?
Misspelling on, like, emails or Facebook statuses. Like, I hate it. Like, I just can't stand people that misspell. It's annoying.
It is annoying. From you, especially, that's really interesting.
Oh, my gosh. This is terrible. What? I'm not reading this one.
I want to know it now.
The title says, need a hole. That's wow. All. I'm not even...
What are you looking under?
Casual encounters. Oh, that's sex, right? I don't want that. I want strictly platonic.
I don't even know.
Let's do men seeking
so
men.
So smooth.
It's really nice. Guys, I feel good.
I feel real good. You look good, too. Everyone looks good around this
really
table.
Really good.
Give us a call, 646-915-9228. And give us your...
Dave and Giggles.
Week.
Week in review.
So your week didn't stop there.
It
that
did
was only
not
Monday.
Stop there.
Let's tell the next big event in Dave's week in review.
All right, this one's kind of a tandem.
Okay, a tandem.
So I think what was it? Thursday night or Wednesday night?
I don't know. It was your life.
It was my life. It was Wednesday night. So Wednesday night. This is what I was telling you about before, Jason. So Wednesday night, and I'm going to throw this out to the listeners and Jason. Because I've already told Giggles,
mm-hmm.
What would you do? What would you do?
What would you do?
646.
For a Klondike bar.
646-915-9228. What would you do? All right. So after work, around 3 o'clock in the morning. I did have a soda. Why don't I have it anymore?
Because it was next to my computer, and I didn't want you spilling Coca-Cola on my keyboard.
3 o'clock in the morning, I leave work, right? And I'm leaving work, and I head down 6th Avenue. Down 6th Avenue. I get to around 48th Street, 47th Street, one block over, obviously, from Times Square. And I got my headphones on. I'm listening to something. I don't even remember. Maybe Us. I don't know. I see this guy coming towards me, and there's no one else on the street, which is actually kind of rare for 6th Avenue. And he's coming towards me, and I'm like, he just looks like he's got a backpack on. He's decked out kind of the way. Can we unplug your computer?
My bad.
Beautiful. So he's, all right, we got a caller.
Can I say it?
Go ahead, buddy.
Caller, you're on the air. Caller,
hey.
You're on the air. Hey, caller.
What's the question you were asking?
Which one?
There was some question. I just turned it on, but I only heard you say, like, call in and answer the question. What was the question?
Is it possible to find true love on Craigslist?
You're mumbling. Why do you mumble so much? Who is this?
This is Giggles. Caller, who's this?
Who's Giggles?
Caller, you're out of the air.
You know what, caller? You know what I love about you? You made us donate.
My name's Jules.
Jules?
My name's Jules.
Okay. This is some great coffee. Did you also watch Pulp Fiction last night?
Pulp Fiction.
Caller, you've just donated a dollar to Haiti.
How do you feel about that?
What? Who's Haiti? Who do you hate?
What is your gripe today? Your gripe today,
caller? Caller, what's going on there?
Let's throw everything else out the window and talk about you.
So listen. I was going to tell you a story.
Oh, let's hear it.
So I was sitting on my bed earlier when I woke up.
All right. What time did you wake up?
I woke up when my neighbor started mowing his lawn. He's such an asshole.
Well, where are you? That's another good question.
I'm home.
Where is home?
I'm sorry, I'm in California.
All right, yeah. So you woke up, go on.
And I was touching my hair, and I forgot that it was me touching my hair, and I looked up and I saw my hand, but I didn't know it was my hand. I got scared, and then I remembered that it was my hand, and I was happy because I like having my hair touched.
Was your hand asleep? Did you sleep on it? Did you not know it was your hand because it was, you know, kind of drained of blood?
My blood has hand in it. My hand has blood in it.
That's good. I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad to hear you're a living human being.
I had a great night last night.
All right, let's hear it.
Did you have a good night last night?
Here, I'm going to play this for you. And
I don't remember what I did.
I'm going to play this for you, and then you're going to answer it, okay?
Okay.
Dave and Giggles.
Week
in review. Week in review.
Shut up. I'm on the radio. I'm trying to listen.
Right.
I'm trying to listen to this guy.
All right. Yeah. So, what is your week in review? What happened to you?
Well, I lost my job.
Sorry to hear that.
Sorry.
That's okay because I hated it.
What were you doing?
So, I met someone. When I was coming home.
What's his name?
The other day, and they were really nice.
They?
So we went out, and we had a good time.
And what'd you guys do?
I don't know what's going to happen next.
Did you bring him home?
No.
No.
I don't do that.
Okay.
But
did you want to bring him?
What kind of show is this? What are you guys talking about?
You.
Yeah, this is all about you. We, Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles. I thought this was the other show. I thought, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I forgot. Like, I didn't even know it was. Okay, now I know.
Now you know.
Now it makes sense that nothing is happening.
So we went out. Oh my God, we totally went out. So we went dancing. And I don't know, do you like to dance? Is this Giggles? Do you like to dance, Giggles?
I love to dance.
Oh my God, I danced, I think. I'm not sure, but I'm really sore today, so I think I must have danced a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a drink. It was so good. And just, I felt really good.
Did you have a White Russian?
After losing my job, I felt really good. I used to work at Sunglasses Hut. Do you ever go to Sunglasses Hut?
The old Sunglass Hut. Sure, I go there every once a week, yeah.
Just a suggestion I have for Sunglass Hut.
I had, like, the best sales numbers, but
it's this guy's show.
Because their sunglasses suck.
They do. They suck. I mean, come on.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to suggest that their sunglasses stop
sucking. You suck, too, Julie, if you're listening. I can talk to whoever I want.
Julie, let's not get down.
I was texting too much.
On our callers. All right, caller. Thank you so much. I'm going to let you go. Keep listening and call back later, all right?
Okay, bye.
Fantastic.
It was great. It was really great. This is what we do at Dave and Giggles. We start about talking about topics, and we get so excited that there's a caller that we just forget everything that we were talking
about. It's all right. You know what? This show is for the callers.
It's for people. It's for the everyman.
So
6th Avenue, you're walking down 6th Avenue.
I'm walking down 6th Avenue, and this guy is approaching me, and he's mid-40s. He's got a backpack on. He's wearing like working man's clothes. He's got a hat on, winter hat on.
Carrying like a chimney sweep and
not that much of a working man, but working man. And he catches my eye, and I'm like, oh, great. And now he's starting to head over to me. So he stops me, And I'm going to say this. This is a completely true story for those of the haters out there. Mm-hmm. Completely true story. Stops me, and he says, "Hi, do you know where at 3 o'clock in the morning, this is 3 o'clock in the morning on 6th Avenue, do you know a place where I could donate to a charity?" And I was like, well, there's, you know, around the corner is a St. Patrick's Church. And I was like, why don't you just go to the church? You could probably give them, or, you know, donate to them. And he's like, yeah, I went to the church already. And they told me not to give money to any bums because they'll just buy alcohol or drugs. And I was like, makes sense.
Love the church. I love the church.
Who doesn't love the church? Yeah. I mean, at least they're trying to help people.
Yeah, don't give money to people that need it.
Don't give money to people that need it. And that was his thing.
Yeah.
He said, I want to give money to someone who needs it and deserves it. To like a real American, right? And I'm like, well, that's very nice of you. And he's like, I am from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And this is starting to play out like a spam email.
Yeah,
right?
I'm like, you have the live version of the Nigerian.
Yeah, I do. Nice. And it gets better. So he goes, I'm from Africa. I love America. They've done so much for Africa. I want to do something good for America. I'm like, that's really admirable of you. I was like, why don't you just, you know, in the morning, go down to Union Square. You can give money to Greenpeace or something like that. And he's like, well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Let me say that again. 3 o'clock in the morning. He's like, well, I'm flying back to Africa at 5. So in the next 2 hours, this guy allegedly is flying back to Africa. And he says, well, I'm leaving in 2 hours, and I don't have time to do anything else. So I was wondering if I gave money to you. So at this point, the man pulls out of his pocket a ball of money wrapped in rubber bands. He says, I have $1,500. If I give you the $1,500, you can keep $1,000 and donate $500 to charity of your choice. And the only thing I want in return is for you to tell the charity to send me a thank you note in Africa.
Hmm.
Wow.
At this point, I'm looking over my shoulder. I'm like, I'm going to get a bat to the back of the head, aren't I? And then I'm looking at his other hand, making sure he doesn't pull out a knife and stab me. But he's got a wad of cash in his hand. And he says, I can give this to you. So I'm the only one on the street. What do you do?
First things first, that wad of cash was probably $3 wrapped around a tennis ball. Just so you know that.
All right, we got a caller.
Caller, you're on the
air. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hello, hi. This is David Giggles.
Yes, see.
Ooh, la, la.
We'll sidetrack the show for a caller. Go ahead, caller, you're on the air. What do you got?
I'm calling from Miami, and I want to know if it's okay to sell things on the radio.
To sell things, of course.
I have.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a bed.
A bed.
I only use it a couple times.
Okay.
For sexy time.
Okay.
But uh-huh. Nothing, you know, for sexy time.
Wait, you have a bed you only use for sexy time. You're rich.
Where do you sleep on the other times?
I don't hear well. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. So you have a bed.
All right. How much do you want to sell his bed for?
Yes, I want to say, because I need some money. I need money to, I spent all my husband's money.
Okay.
And on dresses.
Poor bastard.
And he's not happy. He's not happy with me. So
no.
I need to sell something.
Okay.
I also do sexy time for money, too. Hence the bed. But I don't need
Live Craigslist, right here.
I need sexy time for husband.
All right.
Regardless, only.
Okay.
You know?
Take this one.
No, I don't know. She's crazy. Call her. Listen, let's help you. If you're in Miami and trying to sell a bed, we're in New York City.
We're live Craigslist.
We're live Craigslist.
So how much do you want to sell the bed for?
You know, if you hold on just one, I'm going to actually fill out a Craigslist ad in Miami.
We're going to help you out here. How much do you want to sell the bed for?
I don't know.
$100?
$300?
No, wait, is it a full or queen?
Must be your husband.
I'm sorry.
Are you okay?
Okay, call back, okay?
All right. Okay, call back. All right,
okay, thank you. Bye.
All right, she's just got... Should we keep it on? Should we listen
to
this?
Should. I mean, if it gets here, we got to call 911.
Don't hang up on her.
I didn't. She's still there. I think she hung up. She hung up.
All right, so I'm going to say it's a full-size bed, $100.
$300. Apparently, she'll come with the bed.
A few stains.
But she will spend all your money.
Yeah.
And it's on Craigslist.
It's on Craigslist.
Right now, we've got $2 for Haiti.
$2 for Haiti.
That's good. This is good. I feel good about what we're doing right now.
I do like how callers call up with nothing to do with what we're talking about. That's fine. That's fine, because this is shows for you. But I just hope you're listening. So, in the what do you do scenario?
Yes. What do you do?
What do you do with this guy?
Getting back to our topic.
646-915-9228.
I'm almost speechless now. Okay, where were you? You were on Sixth Avenue,
around 48th, 47th Street.
48th, 47th.
Like right in front of the Fox Building. If you know where.
I feel like it could have been a hidden camera show.
At 3 in the morning.
What do you do?
3 in the morning.
Yeah, man.
People in the morning.
People need material right now. They're
digging.
He kept
telling me, all right, we have another caller, but he kept telling me how nice I was, and he's like, I just want to help a nice American.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Dave and Giggles, this is Ryan down in Florida. Hey,
yo, Ryan, what's going on, buddy? It's our good friend Ryan.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what was up with the Spanish lady? Was she really selling the bed or what?
Yeah, $300. We're going best offer or $300. What do you want it?
Maybe. Did she leave a number or anything?
She didn't leave us a number, but I'm sure we can have our producer put you in contact with her. Apparently,
okay, I might do that,
the one thing I'm concerned about, Ryan, is she will probably come with the bed, and she'll probably spend all your money, though. She'll spend all your money.
Ryan, I have her phone number right here.
Hey, I don't know if you guys know this, but when you call into the show, it is kind of hard to hear you guys.
It is.
So, I heard you say no one calls about what you're actually talking about, but what are you talking about?
Touche.
No one can tell.
I love it.
I know because I'm your listening audience.
This is true. Do you hear us any better now? Do you hear us any better?
I can hear you a little bit, yeah. What's the topic today?
We're talking about a what-would-you-do scenario. Some guy approaches you on the street and offers you $1,500 to donate $500 to charity and to keep $1,000 of it for yourself on the streets of New York City.
At 3 o'clock in the morning.
No, you wouldn't do that. It's like the Nigerian money thing.
Live scenario.
Oh, actually, this has almost nothing to do with what you're talking about, but I got to tell the story. Last night, I was doing stand-up at a little coffee shop. It was just like a little crappy open mic. And there were people in the back, I guess, that were spending a ton of money, but they were being really loud. So the management wasn't going to ask them to be quiet, and they were ruining everybody's set.
Son of a bitch.
So finally this guy gets up, and he's the only black comedian that was there that night, this guy from the Bahamas, so he's got kind of a funny accent. But they get quiet. They get quiet and listen to him. I don't know. Well, he wasn't all that funny. I don't know if it was like just white man's guilt or if it was his accent or whatever. And then, you know, he was having a pretty good set, and then he said near the end of it, and by the way, I'm from the Bahamas, not Haiti, so you guys can stop sending bottled water and clothes and stuff to my house. They're not going to the right places.
Oh, Jesus.
And I thought that was great because it's, you know, like how else could you possibly work Haiti into a bit? It's like the worst catastrophe ever, but this guy pulled it off.
Jesus.
So he sounds like the kind of guy that would offer that deal you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, seriously, yeah.
It was sketchy.
Has anybody called in and said they would take that deal?
I've had a lot of people tell me, because I've approached a lot of people about it, and they told me, "What did you take it? You should have took it." The best thing I actually heard from someone was to tell him, who needs it more than a stripper? Why don't we go down to the Hustler Club and spend all $1,500 on strippers?
Right. See how fast we can spend that $1,500.
Yeah, that was actually the best one I've heard so far. But
that's pretty good. Yeah.
I mean, Ryan, what do you do in that situation? Do you just go out and buy a bed from some prostitute? I mean, who calls in?
Yeah, dude. If they delivered it, I guess that's not how it works on Craigslist. But I'd be kind of tempted to.
Hey,
if
Ryan,
they'd be sleeping on the couch. You know what I mean?
Totally. Mm-hmm.
Can we plug your website?
They sell Lysol right at the store, right at Publix.
Mm-hmm. It was really sketchy, and I'm interested to hear what people would do. 646-915-9228. So we're going to plug your website, Ryan. Huh? Mike is going to do it. Giggles is going
to
do it.
You want us to
the Kurt Cameron website?
Yeah, you want us to plug that?
Sure. Oh, yeah, but before you do pull that up, I want to make one thing really clear. What it is Kirk Cameron, the guy, he's known for being like a Bible thumper now, but he was on Growing Pains, a TV show for years.
He was a heartthrob.
Fan of mine, I'm a writer. Yeah, he was a teen heartthrob, right.
Total teen heartthrob.
He's a big fan of mine. I've never met him, but I guess for years now he's been running this website about me. It's a fan site run by Kirk Cameron about me. It's called Kirk's Radical Fan. It's a fan page, basically. And, like, it's got a Facebook group, and the Facebook group's got about 200 people on it. And it's kind of flattering, but it's also kind of weird. But, yeah.
Kirk Cameron's
a weird
dude.
Stuff that I wrote. Yeah. It'd be creeped out. Like, if Jeremy Miller started a fan site about you, Giggles, you'd be freaked out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
He has a lot of fan sites.
Yeah.
Most of them are porn.
Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Dave, you doing good?
I'm doing real good. I've had that approach. So someone, this that was a true story. Someone did approach me and asked me to give me $1,500. And I'll let the cat out of the bag. I said, no, I will not accept your money. And the day after, within a few hours, my car got broken into. I don't know if there's a correlation, but I'm going to say there probably was.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are no coincidences, Dave.
No, there aren't. So that was my week. My week was just a bizarre week. It was
did you have to, like, did you get details? Were you going to have to, like, accompany him somewhere to get the money, or?
No, at that point, I was, like, pretty sketched out.
He had cash in hand.
He had a wad of money wrapped in rubber bands, and he said, if I give this to you, you will take $1,000 and donate $500 and then have that charity send me a thank you note in Africa.
You know what? I bet he was an angel.
Maybe.
Because God sends angels down to test us.
Wait, is this Kirk Cameron?
Did he look like John Travolta by chance?
This is still Ryan.
That'd be really nice. Oh, that's right. Hey, Ryan, what's going on? yeah, so I did not take it, and then I got my car broken into. Don't know if there's a correlation, but I'm going to assume there was.
Well, okay, now let's say that it's a scam. How is the scam going to benefit him? You know what I mean?
Oh, this is another couple of things I've heard. I mean, some people were like, sounds like a scam, probably is a scam. Here's the kind of the scams that could be running. So this guy, you know, has some kind of, he prints up this money. It might be false money, whatever they call that. And tries to get it out on the street to see if it works. And if it works, then he uses that money.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's one theory that I've heard.
So someone's like, take it, and in a normal circumstance, try to spend it.
Right, exactly.
And the best normal circumstance this guy came up with was at 3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock in the morning.
I'm going to pretend I'm a Nigerian prince and try to give someone $1,500.
I mean, I felt like I was just like, no, this is spam. Click, click. Click, but the guy wouldn't go away, you know? Like, I just didn't know what to do.
There's lots of pop-up windows.
You can't click a person in real life.
No, you can't. Well, maybe you can, but...
That Nigerian prince thing is like, total crap, because Nigeria doesn't even have a monarchy anymore, do they?
It's a scam.
Who's going to fall for that?
Mike Giggles fell for it a while ago. You're being awfully quiet.
I'm just listening. I want Ryan to be right next to us, man.
I know.
Like, he's our guy.
You're going to come into the studio and visit us soon, aren't you, Ryan?
Yeah, not this year, but next year.
Oh, okay. Well,
not this month, but next month.
Okay, I was going to say, well, then I probably won't see you for a while. But next month, yeah, we'll see you.
Yeah, not so much this millennium.
Yeah.
Not so much. Maybe after 2012, after the disaster.
Hey, guys, I got a question for you. I do listen to the show, and I have noticed it's like improving. Everyone's kind of hitting their stride lately. How can you track your listeners? Do you know how many people are listening?
We've got four right now.
We've got a lot. I've tracked it around mostly a lot of people listen to the podcast after it's been recorded, and it ranges from anywhere from like 80 to 100. So it actually
that's awesome.
Yeah, it actually is picking up. I'm not joking here.
You're not lying?
I'm not lying.
Really?
Yeah, I've tracked it to about 80 to 100 people are downloading.
Nice. That's good. It's big.
I want to get more people listening to the live show. How does
You're still about a million hits short of a YouTube video of a cat falling off a couch, but it's pretty good.
Sure.
We're trying to figure out what the radio version of that is.
Right. We're getting there.
Exactly.
That's it.
That was good. That was really good.
Holy shit, we just went up to a million viewers.
Fantastic.
You know, that's not a bad idea. You should have a special guest every week. You should have a cat come on every week to fall off of something.
That's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea.
You're right.
Puberty.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan. Thanks for calling in. We'll see you.
Hold on. Go ahead. Is the show going on every Sunday?
Yeah. Well, that's a question I had for you. How do you feel about the 2-3 slot?
It's more convenient for me because it's kind of hard. Like I'm kind of seeing this girl, so it's like, am I going to have sex with this girl?
What's his name?
Or am I going to like listen to Dave and Biggles Radio? You know, you guys are great. But,
thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
You know.
Yeah, well, I think the 2-3 slot on Sunday is it works out for more people. It's a more of like a hangover show. That's why I think we're going to go with the Dave and Giggles Week in Review.
Totally.
And
I
you don't need to play that again.
I want to play it one more time.
I worked on it so hard. I got some comic friends down here. Sorry to interrupt. Comic friends down here who I'm sure would love to call in if you want them a special guest, too. So.
Sure. I mean, tell them to get listen. Produce it, man.
We're syndicating all over this country right now. So it's big time. And if you have any ideas about our show, email them to us at daveandgiggles@gmail.com instead of just telling us ideas on the radio. So that'd be great.
Love the show, guys. I'll see you later.
Thanks, man.
See you, bud.
Bye.
Bye.
Dave and Giggles.
Week
in review. Week in review.
I love that thing.
I love that guy. Ryan's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
Solid dude. So, all right. So You got your car broken into.
So I got my car broken into. Here's another thing. So I have insurance on my car so that any window damage is replaced for free.
Mm-hmm.
So I call up. Ryan apparently is still with us.
He doesn't want to leave.
Oh, wait.
You got another caller?
Caller, you're on the air. Jailhouse Joe. Oh, call back, Joe. He hung up. I don't know what happened to him. So I call up Geico and I have Geico and I'm like, yo guys, I need my window replaced.
This is Thursday
afternoon.
Thank you for calling Geico. How can I help you? See, that's the lizard, guys.
Thank you for calling Dave and Giggles. How can I help you, Jailhouse Joe?
Why are you guys hanging up on me? What's up with that?
Don't worry about it.
He's so angry. Always so angry.
Very angry. What's going on, Jailhouse?
Not much. Just want to call in, see how everything's going. What's up with this Giggle Obama poster going on over there?
It looks good. I was going to plug you, bro. That's some hot Photoshop there, bro. Hot.
I love
Photoshop.
It.
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't really have much else to do but to Photoshop your face and things. I've got so many more of them.
Do it.
Some I can't show you.
Oh, I love it. Jailhouse Joe is our in-house photographer for Dave and Giggles. He's our professional photographer. I'll plug him.
Yeah.
JosephMarconi.com. He's a good man. A great man.
Good guy.
Except for this morning. You looked a mess. You were like, you got in my car and you were like, what's going on, dude?
I still look like that. I often don't shower throughout the day.
That's all right.
I shower just not to the end of the day. It's when you work at home, you don't really have the same amount of,
passion.
You can look good for anybody. I'm at my house.
Yeah, totally. How was your breakfast? Was it good?
You know what? It was just a bagel, so it wasn't awesome. You know, I got to get on Jason's speed of, actually, you haven't used that griddle in a while, man. What's up with that? Like, you were every day, like,
I think
on Curtis Show.
It's just, Joe, let's really take a moment and think about this. I got the griddle for Christmas, and, the true story goes that my mom, I got down to North Carolina, and my mom said, your sister really wants a griddle. So I bought my sister a griddle. And then in that conversation, I said, griddles are great, Mom. That's a really good idea. So on Christmas morning, my mom delivered this griddle. Then I took that griddle and I put it in a rented Chevy TT. And I drove from North Carolina to New York.
Was it with a dog named Mog?
No, a dog named Mog was on the way down. On the way back, totally solo, just me, 4 to 6 cylinders. I don't know what the car was.
I love it.
And this griddle. And so I get home. I'm really excited about the griddle. And Joe, to answer your question, I think it was like being in a new relationship and just fucking a girl a lot. And then now it's like,
I don't know. Stop shaking the mic. Go ahead.
And now it's just, I want to bring it out when I absolutely need it.
So, because you don't want to clean it? Is that the deal?
I just don't. Yeah. I think That's absolutely it.
I love it. So, Joe, let me ask you this. I'm going to ask both Jason and Joe. You guys are roommates. How is it working out?
Pretty good, I think.
Yeah, Joe, Jailhouse, is it working out?
I fucking hate it, man.
Whoa.
I'm going to stick with my answer, though. Pretty good.
Wait, it's actually awesome, but I had another question for Dave and Eagles. Right. And Jason, actually. I haven't been listening. I just kind of tuned in a minute ago, but has Leslie called in yet?
No. We got another caller. This might be her. Let me see. All right, I'll be right back.
All right.
Can we switch callers? Can we do, like, call waiting?
Caller, you're on the air.
Yo, Dave?
Yo, buddy.
Yo, what's up, man? What's going on?
Who's this? Who?
It's me, Al. I'm listening to you guys on the radio right now.
I love it. What's going on, man?
Not much, man. You guys are doing a great job. I'm laughing my ass off to you guys.
Sweet. I love it. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the encouragement.
I got to chill. We'll chill.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from my apartment here in Queens.
Oh, nice. What part of Queens?
Woodhaven.
Ooh, Woodhaven. I like Woodhaven. It's a good area.
Yeah, it's the south side. It's cool. It's tough.
Yeah, it is tough. It's so tough. What's going on? How was your week? We're doing a little week in review here. How was your week? Did it go well? Did it go bad?
It's gone pretty good, man. I'm currently a substitute teacher for a school I can't really name.
Okay.
Fair enough. What age group you teaching?
I'm stuck teaching high school, man. I feel like Tom Berenger in the principal. I mean, in the substitute. That's me.
I like it. Yeah. You go in there prepared every day to, like, these kids are going to revolt. I'm going to have to fight.
Because I'm picturing Tom Berenger in Sniper.
Dude, there's a gang fight every other day in that school. I kid you not, man. I'm like the only white kid. I'm like the only white teacher there, and it's like, oh my god, I gotta learn like karate before I kick in. You know?
Been spending most our lives living in the gangster's paradise.
Giggles, I love it.
You don't know karate?
Do they have any kind of metal detectors at your school?
No, they don't. They just give you a pat down. I feel really secure about that, though. You know?
They give you,
like,
a pat down.
The security guards just pat you down as you enter in the building.
They pat everybody down?
They pat everybody down. That's about
insane.
It.
That's insane.
Might be a good job for a security guard, just patting down like 15-year-old girls.
Well, I'm sure they have a...
just checking for guns. Just checking for guns.
I'm sure they have a girl patting down the girls, right?
I have no... I don't even take part in that stuff, man. I'm just in class, like, just waiting for the bell to start and the bell to end. And that's
like
about it, you know?
I like him. Do you do any after-school activities?
What's up?
You do any after-school activities, or you help the kids out after school?
After-school activities? This is the New York City Board of Education. There's no money for after-school
activities. I love it.
So you don't like...
Who are you kidding?
That's
true. So you watch like Friday Night Lights, and you watch all those high school movies, and you're like, wow, that's so great. And then you go to my job, and it's like...
Nobody.
Hollywood has lied to me once again.
Wait.
Well, yeah, they lie to us all the time.
You mean not at least like training a choir to win a comp? None of that?
Yeah, like Lean on Me has taught me that they can change a school's anthem on the drop of a dime and make it a really nice a cappella song.
Yeah, seriously. They all believe me. You watch Glee, and it's like, yeah, this is not happening in this school.
Yeah, don't
you
watch
know?
Glee.
I think the cast of Glee would get their asses kicked.
Yeah.
If they actually went to my school that I'm teaching at.
I love it, man. Well, rock on in Woodhaven. We're going to let you go, but thanks for calling in. Keep listening.
No problem. You guys rock, man. Good luck to you guys.
Thanks, man.
Have a good week, bro.
I like him.
That guy?
I don't know. It might be one of many things.
It was great, though.
It was great.
Right now, we're up to $5. Five or $6.
$5.
This is
rocking it.
And
it
is. Yo, I just had an idea.
Oh,
yo,
Joe's back.
He's been there the whole time, actually.
Yeah.
What's going on, Joe?
Yeah. Last time I hung out, but this time I was really enjoying hearing. I can hear the caller better than I can hear you guys.
Yeah, I don't know why that is, but whatever. Go on.
How many calls like that do you get of random people that you don't know?
It's going up. You know, like every week we get more.
You should make a sort of like, I don't know how you can pull it off, but like some sort of gift package for the first 100 callers that call. Like they get.
We could do something.
Whatever it is, they get.
We can.
Like Jailhouse Joe laying down the market.
The 100th caller. Gets to go on a date with
Giggle. Ooh.
Ooh, I like that.
What's his name? We are working on getting some t-shirts together. So maybe we can give out the first 100 callers t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not trash.
It's not.
trash.
It's Dave and Giggles.
It's Dave and Giggles.
This is good. I like how people are calling in and giving us like marketing ideas. It's great. Yeah. Like, we, you know, we're just building.
We're building. Yeah, I love it. So, all right, Joe. We got 10 minutes left in the show, and I'll talk to
you
later.
Have fun, guys.
All right, later, buddy.
Adios.
Peace.
Bye.
It's a good guy.
I like how we can keep Joe on the line while someone else calls.
That's good to know.
Fantastic.
It's really good to know. Didn't we?
It's like we're living in the future.
Living in the future. You know, get.
Dave and Giggles.
We can get in review.
We can review. I was really proud of that one.
You're gonna.
It's really
for every
good.
Time you play that, you're donating a dollar to Haiti.
No, it's the callers that donate. There was actually this week a 6.1 aftershock in poor Haiti.
Jeez.
So terrible.
Insult to injury, salt to the wounds.
But the interesting thing that's going on in Haiti right now, the government wants to call off the search. Yet,
they just found a guy this
morning.
Living on beer and
still,
cola and cookies.
I think the rule is if you don't find anyone for 3 days.
So 3 days?
It's like, we're going down. 5 days, end it. Over.
Wow.
Yeah.
But every time you find someone, start again.
Yeah.
Totally.
Faith it's like a last accident happened.
Right.
Put up the sign,
right.
You know?
Right.
This is sort of on the. I don't know where this is coming from, but...
I don't know where you're coming from. Yeah. Oh, that's right, Florida.
I'm laughing because you just suggested put up a last accident happened sign in Haiti.
Well, I mean,
like it's a fucking Home Depot.
And these aftershocks. I mean, they last, accident that happened. You know, we could do that. I'm going to call up George Clooney and tell him to go down and do it. All right, so what were you going to say, Giggles?
So in the whole, like, giving the money away, you know, to you on the street... How do you feel about those guys that are handing out the hip hop CDs and they hand them to you like
hate those guys.
They like you're gonna like oh here free CD and then like the other day this guy tried to hand me a CD and I was like oh cool I'll check it out and he held on to it and I was like whoa he's like oh and it dropped and it hit the ground and I was like oh sorry man and he's like yeah I'm actually looking to get some money for that I was like yeah, bro I'm broke you know and he's like oh and he like gave me this look like he was just disappointed
in
me.
Is disappointed
and I was like bro if you hand something out to somebody
don't expect anything in return
yeah
here's something that I do. When they do this to me, because I've had it happen many times, and you know what? I'll bring them in. Actually, I have about 5 CDs of people's music. I've never paid for one, although they always want me to pay.
Right.
I tell them that I do a radio show, and I'll promote their music on the radio show.
Oh, they love that.
Oh, they love it. They love it. Just do that next time, and right. And like keep pushing it, and hand them out like the information of the show. They'll love it.
Right.
They'll love it. They'll hand you a free CD.
Potentially more convenient, just don't grab a CD.
Or just
in Times
don't
Square.
Make eye contact with
nope.
black
At
people
all.
In Times Square.
No. It's funny, man. People like these guys in the subways are asking me for money, and I'm like, bro, I'm in the same boat, dude. You know, except I got a Metro card. That's about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can get into the subway. But right now, money's tight.
Yeah.
People are hurting.
I actually had one time I was walking with someone who's like, I used to work with this kid. He's a good kid, but he's really meek.
Humble.
And he's just a meek kid. He's a very like mousy kind of guy. And I was walking with him and then I kind of like we got sidetracked, we got moved away from each other in Times Square. And he got cornered by 3 guys.
Hip hop guys
trying to like sell him a CD and like it got to the point where there was almost push comes to shove type thing. Yep. And I had to step in and like I like kind of like bushed in because I'm a relatively big guy, so I kind of jumped in there and like pushed him out, and they were like grabbing onto him, and it was pretty.
I remember being there, and it was people should know it was the Fat Boys.
It was the Fat Boys.
We were fighting the Fat Boys.
I was fighting the Fat Boys. Terrible. I was throwing gang signs.
Really?
Yeah.
Your beard is looking pretty messy over there. Looking pretty scruffy.
Did you get a haircut recently?
No, I need
no.
To.
You look terrible.
Your beard's disorderly.
So, for those out there, the game is about to start, I think. Which one is playing first?
We're up first, Jets-Colts.
Jets-Colts. I actually have, last week, after the Vikings-Dallas game, if you watch the game, which actually I think we were on air at the time, so we weren't really watching, but there was a shot of Prince was there.
I was there.
And he was. They showed him up in the thing, and he was really proud of his Vikings because he's from Minnesota.
I'm proud of my posture too.
He said he was so excited about the Vikings winning that he went and wrote a song.
Purple People Eaters.
It's actually called Purple and Gold. I'm gonna play it for you, and it's actually he did an interview with Fox, and like I don't know if I'm supposed to play it, but I got it. So here it is. Let's play it. This is for giggles.
Unauthorized.
Unauthorized. This is how we roll around here.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's it. That's it. That's
long
it.
Long live the purple and gold. I'm going to say this.
Brett Favre and me combined Prince, on that.
Prince has lost his mind. Yeah. I mean, he's never really had it. Been,
no, I'm saying.
It's like a bad career move, like Dwayne The Rock Johnson doing the Tooth Fairy. You know, it's just one of those things that, you know, you just hit rock bottom when you just take that check.
But he's so pumped up about the Vikings. And here's some of the lines from it. The veil of the sky draws open. The roar of the chariots touchdown. We are the ones who have now come again and walk upon water like solid ground. I just don't know what's going on.
Digest that.
He should just crush tail and not make songs about football. You know, that's what I believe.
Apparently, they did an interview with Brett Favre after they found out about it. And he was really like excited the fact that Prince, what is wrong?
So terrible.
Wait, Prince? Prince record a song? No, you shit me. Yeah. Oh, I'm playing another year. That's it.
I'm coming back for Prince. Coming back for Prince.
Man, all right, what are we going to try to do this week? What are we going to do some more interviews?
The upcoming week. We're going to do some interviews, and you're going to send me the interviews so we can actually play them on air.
That's a good point. Good point.
We'll continue with the finding love for giggles on Craigslist, whatever that means.
If you guys produce it, I will go out on a Craigslist date. I'll do it. I'll make it happen.
But the thing is, we can't fake the conversation and the contact. You have to do that. Now, if you want money for a date, is that what you're essentially getting at?
Yeah.
I mean, we'll pay for a dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah?
At McDonald's.
I'll pay for dinner and a drink.
All right.
And you got to have a drink, right?
I'll take her to, like, Chipotle or something.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want it to work out, so no.
All right. So let's go to Chipotle and drink some Pepsis.
Chipotle. Oh, Chipotle and Pepsis.
Well, I said they have beer at Chipotle now.
Right. Yeah.
So we can get him Chipotle and a Dos Equis.
Oh, that's good. I think you should take a Craigslist. Now, second thought, Craigslist date should go to Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Yeah. Something easy, you know?
Perfect.
Yeah, so you feel really heavy afterwards and you're both running for the bathroom.
All right. Bonus points if you can find a girl who's turned on by Chipotle.
Nice. Mm. She's like, I want to get the shits.
Yeah.
I want to get those healthy shits.
All right. So we got 2 minutes left on the show. Good show, guys.
Real good show.
We'll be back next Tuesday.
This episode of Dave and Giggles has been brought to you commercial-free by Hulu.com.
Goddamn those Hulu. Actually, it's brought to you from Mike's Truck.
Mike's Truck. Oh, you should play the moving commercial. RyanArey.com. That's RyanArey.
What else you got to plug?
I think that's it.
JosephMarconi.com.
JosephMarconi.com. We'll put these.
And then also on our February 5th and February 8th at the Creek, right?
At the Creek in Long Island City.
Come down.
8 p.m. on Friday, February 5th.
I think you'll probably see us there with
you.
So
cheap drinks.
Some come say hi.
Good comedy.
And then also, we'll talk about it next week, but the Super Bowl's coming up, which also we could say Super Bowl / my birthday.
What?
Slash.
My birthday is on Super Bowl.
I felt like your birthday was like 6 months ago.
A chili cook-off party. We're having a chili cook-off party.
So maybe we'll do a live broadcast from the chili cook-off party. That'd be kind of fun.
A whole Super Bowl show.
A whole Super Bowl show.
We want to thank our listeners out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Tell your friends about Dave and Giggles.
DaveandGiggles.blogspot.com. Email us with any ideas you have, DaveandGiggles@gmail.com. And check back with us. We'll be here. We're always here.
90 seconds.
We got a minute and a half left.
I like that. Our mics are on too.
That's cool.
Any final thoughts this afternoon?
Yeah.
Deep thoughts. What are you guys dreaming? I've been having some weird dreams lately.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like really weird.
Just get to it.
Here's some questions. I want to do a little teaser for next show.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I want you guys to think about this over the week. If you could be any age again for 1 week, what age would you be?
Ooh, that's a good one.
21.
I'm going to have to think about it.
Do you want us to answer in a week, or can I just tell you right now?
We'll answer next week. Mm-hmm. And then here's another one. If you could run away with the circus, what act would you do?
Good question.
Yeah.
You want to plug then, your blog? Your blog is going to my Gmail now, and it used to go to my Hotmail, which I don't check.
Your Hotmail? No. I'll send it to your Hotmail.
Oh, but nerds.
I had to take you off for a day. All right. So anyway, the other question was, what was your question that you had for me in the car? I really liked it. The one you were talking with Scrap about.
Oh, right. What's your Jeopardy story?
Okay. So if you had to be interviewed by Alex Trebek, you have about 30 seconds to answer a question. What would be your ultimate story?
That's a good one.
About that. So we got three questions for next week.
That question developed by our friend Rathmatics.
Rathmatics, also known as AKA the Scrap.
The Rathmatician.
The Rathmatician. He does like psychology and math.
10 seconds.
All right, we're going to bid you adieu. So the three questions are, what would you say to Alex Trebek? If you joined the circus, what would be your act? And if you could be any age again for a week, what would it be?
Good show, dude.
And as always, what did you do last week?
And what did you do last week? All right, we're done. Good work, guys.
Good show.
Fist bumps.
Good show, guys. You're still rolling, right? Recording? Yeah, just keep it recalling. Recording.
Mute the mics.
Yeah, I did.
But the lights are on.
It's alright, I turned.